No, all game he was moving around, making it tough for midfielders to track him. That's what he does well. And I mean, the first goal, we turned it over. We were on transition defense, trying to delay. I think we did a pretty good job of that. We lost track of him again in the midfield. And he picked up the ball, and you know, the first goal, just world class strike. Not too much joke to do about it. But then on the free kick, you know, it's just a simple over the top ball. Flick on, we should have covered it a little better. And then obviously the free kick was world class again, so not too much joker than that one either. So really coming down to it, they had some pretty good goals. We didn't necessarily get beaten behind too many times. We did once for the second goal, but looking back, other than that, I think we were pretty good at keeping things in front of us, but for sure I think they had the play for most of the game.
For your first game as a starter in MLS, how did you rate your performance and how was the experience for you?
You know, it's mixed feelings because, you know, it's great to be out there, first game, but then again, you lost, so really it's kind of mixed feelings for me. But, I mean, like I said earlier, in a few weeks, you know, I'll be able to maybe look back and be happy about, you know, the first pro game. But from here on, we want some wins, and that's what I want to also.
Did you feel comfortable back there, or how did you feel?
You know, obviously, the first 10 minutes, you know, just trying to get your feet wet, trying to settle down. You know, I had one bad ball, but from there, I was a lot smarter with the balls I was playing, being safer. And for me, yeah, I got better as the game went along, but it was a lot tougher when we went a man down, and we were defending most of the game. So defensively, you know, that was the first and foremost, what you're trying to do is keep them out of the back of the net even more. So I think for me, it's definitely mixed emotions.
Do you feel, I mean, is it going to take you a while because of just the, you know, being full-time, you know, wanting to be full-time in camp and full-time with this team and get a few games under your belt to feel like, you know, rock solid ground back there? Or?
You know, I think just today we had a speed bump. I think we'll be much better. We need to be better. We will be better. We owe it to the community and the fans for the support, and we're looking forward to getting back out there in a couple weeks for Chicago.
Can you describe the physicality of the game? I know obviously today was your first yellow card in your career. It looked chippy out there, especially in the second half. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially when you go down a man, you're trying to, for sure, keep him in front of you and take a foul if you need be. And for sure, we let our frustration get the little best of us, and unfortunately, we for me, got him a yellow, but yeah, I figured there'd be a few more to come.
Did you get hit on that second goal?
Yeah, when I was going for the header, I got elbowed in the eye, and so as I was heading it, I couldn't really see, okay. So I didn't get enough on the header, and I think they picked up the second ball, and then from there, the ball over the top, and you know, maybe a potential handball, whatever it may have been, and then that's when they got their goal, but...
The speed of the game, anything surprising about?
No, just more. The most surprising thing is the movement. You know, you're trying to track second runners from midfield, and you got to keep track of the forwards. And there's just so much going on around you when you're in the back. So you got to try to communicate with the guys in front of you and the guys next to you. So that's the big key, more than anything.